Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Thursday, September 5th. NATO says a U.S. service member and a Romanian soldier are dead after a Taliban attack in Kabul. This morning, suicide car bombing at a checkpoint in an area close to NATO's Resolute Support mission and the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan's capital also killed 10 civilians. Constant howling winds from Dorian are blowing through downtown Charleston, South Carolina. That Category 3 hurricane is about 70 miles off the coast.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The worst of Hurricane Dorian is still hours away, but we've already had bands of heavy, pelting rain and gusty winds. There are already widespread power outages. There have been numerous tornado and flash flood warnings across coastal areas of the Carolinas. We were jarred awake by the emergency weather messages on our smartphones.
More than 215,000 homes and businesses are without power from southeastern Georgia to the coastal counties of South Carolina. Mayor Bill Peduto has a suggestion for those who don't like panhandling in downtown Pittsburgh.
Go to a shopping mall.
The mayor says the reason there are so many people downtown is because it's where services are provided. He tells KDKA-TV.
What we're seeing is an increase in homelessness, addiction, and in a rapid increase in panhandling happening in every city around this nation, because we lack any domestic policy to address those issues.
The mayor says more police are being deployed downtown. A Los Angeles man was arrested Wednesday on charges related to the overdose death of rapper Mac Miller in 2018. Cameron Pettit is accused of giving Miller pills laced with a powerful opioid. U.S. Attorney's spokesman Tom Rosek.
These are pills that appear to be pharmaceutical drugs, but in fact were counterfeit and contained fentanyl.
An autopsy found the Pittsburgh native died in his Los Angeles home from a combination of fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.